This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from Columbia, South Carolina, from InvestUSA.org and from American Thinker is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Always a privilege, Bill.
Yes, sir. So, we now know that we know the outcome of Lewistown. The guy killed himself. Do we know when he killed himself?
Killed himself.
Right.
Well, that's what we're being told, Bill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And of course, you understand that you know there's a lot of questions that come with that.
Yeah.
Such as, what was he doing in a container by himself? And they're reporting two shots fired to the head.
Oh, are they? I did not know that.
So that becomes a little bit of a challenge to figure that one out.
Right.
I think the biggest issue, Bill, is this. We've talked about it on your show. How someone with so many issues, and the FBI is supposed to be monitoring this, how could they possibly have gotten in that situation to begin with? And is it being used just for the narrative of gun control? And if it does, then is it better for him not to be available to answer any questions?
That's all a good point. That's all a good point. The, the whole thing about the FBI narrative and everything, for me, that sort of becomes sort of a conundrum for them because I don't really understand how that's supposed to work all the time. How does that actually manage to work?
Well, you know, here, let's deal with what it's supposed to be. The FBI at one point in time was the premier law enforcement agency in the world. And it operated independently. The Department of Justice operated independently. And their primary objective was domestic terrorism, besides other crimes within the United States.
Right.
Obama changed all that. They put it under their thumb, and they began to use it for political purposes, for narratives, and to go after opponents. And quite frankly, here's what's shocking, is we now have evidence of 40 agents / informants over the last few decades that had credible evidence of wrongdoing by the Bidens, either Joe, Jim, or Hunter, whose investigations were started always from up above. So what do we mean by that? Every one of these agents has testified to the fact that they've never had anything like this occur before. Typically, I get a lead, I get an informant in the field office. I run it by you, Bill, because you're the agent, special agent in charge for the state.
Right.
And boom, I'm off. I'm investigating. Where's the lead? On all these, when the name Biden came up, it was immediately, oh, no, we have to carry it further up the chain. The problem is he never came back down. Or if it came back down, it was so stymied as what you could and could not ask, it wasn't worth doing an investigation. You could not conduct an investigation. And this has been happening for decades. Now, why do I use the word to make sure you understand for decades? If you got that much on somebody that you're covering for them for decades, imagine the kind of clout you have with them in return. You could basically answer anything you want to, couldn't you?
Right.
And so, now we were talking about the purpose. The purpose of the FBI was to protect American citizens. But now that it has been doing nefarious things and been weaponized and politicized, what is the agenda of the people that are weaponizing and politicizing it? Well, very simply, they want to change America. You know, that was Obama's famous slogan, change America.
Right.
But not in the way you and I are thinking, not in a positive way. They wanted to bring America down to a third world status. They wanted to crush our freedoms and our liberties. And the only way to do that, one of the biggest things that impedes that, we've talked about it before, are to give that to an armed citizen. So they have to find a way of getting control over the firearms. And one of the ways that they can do that is directing these agencies, instead of using the intel that's coming in to thwart or to prevent active shooters and crimes, find the ones that match the narrative we're looking for, and then make sure afterwards we exploit those to the fullest extent to drive home a point. What is the point they're driving home? President Biden's order to release it. Told you folks he didn't need assault rifles or didn't need clips of more than 10 bullets. Also told you he didn't let anybody with mental illness have a rifle. But he's reignited that debate. The problem with it, as we discussed with you the show last time, is really poor timing to do that because of what happened in Israel with Gaza. People are seeing how those people were slaughtered by terrorists with no ability to defend themselves. You're not going to buy into that one quite so quick this time around, Bill.
Right.
So, you know, it's what is extremely concerning to me, should be to you, to every one of us listening to us, is when you have a top law enforcement agency in the country, Department of Justice, FBI, who are now off the ramp, shall we say, and doing their own thing, think that they are above the law and not to be held accountable. How do you stop that? People ask me that all the time because they're the ones carrying the badges and the guns, not you. And of course, my response is, quite frankly, I think nobody really wants to dwell on it. At least we've moved from not wanting to hear about it. At least we're willing to talk about it, but nobody likes the implications, but they're there. So our forefathers said if it got to that point, first of all, they guaranteed in the Second Amendment, not just your right to carry a firearm, but it actually says in the Second Amendment, it is your duty to thwart or to defend against tyrannical government. And if a government ever decides to become tyrannical, it's your duty to stand up to it, basically, what the Second Amendment is saying. Well, I can't think of anything more tyrannical than and more treasonous than have agencies that think they're above the law, could do anything they want to.
Yeah.
But the other thing that they did in the Constitution, they allow for the provision of military tribunal. Because they knew that perhaps a day might come to where a tribunal would be necessary because it was the only thing strong enough to overcome the nefarious activities of various agencies or governmental entities. And I think, unfortunately, Bill, I think that's where we're at today.
I think you may be right. The issues that seem to be in front of us, I talked about this earlier today, the relative amount of peace that we've had up to this point, that's an anomaly. Normally, we're pretty rough on each other. So, I mean,
Correct. We
should not be sitting around going, oh, well, we're actually peaceful now. We've learned. That's not entirely true. So,
well, I will tell you this. When they say we're peaceful now, I just look at what's transpired in the last 48 hours. I mean, we have, you know, on this soil, students at Tulane and other places, they say they're pro-Palestinian. I mean, I can use any term they want, but they're pro-Hamas, who are attacking. Now, they're not just, you know, marching and saying we support Palestine. They're actually attacking Jewish students. I mean, in this country, we have protesters now that are becoming mobs, turning into mobs.
Right.
And it's all over the world. You now have Iran, who has declared that this is a holy jihad. Of course, they declare that every month, but they want Islamic fundamentalists to rise up and bring about holy war anywhere in the world, specifically to Israel and America, because we're the consent of the great Satanists. And we are in such a position now to where we have young people, American students, that are willing to heed that call. You know, there was a time, I mean, it's...
Hold it, brother. I was too busy listening to you. This happens to me all the time. I get too busy and then I walk right into the clock. Talking to Michael Letts, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Garen Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking to Michael Letts from InvestUSA.org and from American Thinker. And you're always out there doing a lot of thinking and putting stuff out there. What are your thoughts right now as far as what they're going to try to push for as far as gun control? because this is another one of those times.
It is, and, you know, Biden has already set the stage. He's already issued one release. Now, that twofold. First of all, we don't need quote-unquote assault rifles, whatever they define that to be, anything with a clip larger than 10 bullets. And we definitely don't need anybody that has mental illness to have a firearm.
Right.
Well, he's actually kind of said the mental illness first, and then he's going after second, because the mental illness part seems to be more plausible. People seem to think, well, that makes sense. Why would anybody that's mentally ill be entitled to have a gun? Here's my pushback to the administration. The administration are locking corns on this. Your rhetoric falls short. And here's what we mean. Every legislation that you oppose, they call them red flag laws. And the red flag being, hey, it's a red flag if you have mental illness. And that legislation means that you cannot own a firearm, or if you develop mental illness, you have to give up your firearms. But what they refuse to do, they refuse to define what mental illness is. Under the legislation, here's how they define it, is there is a definition. What does that mean? That means that if I don't like you, Bill, I call the sheriff and I say, Bill's crazy. So, sheriff comes to see you tomorrow. He says, you have a complaint. That you have a mental illness. Hand over your firearms. Now, if you don't like that decision, you think this guy's just got a vendetta or something, that's fine. You can schedule a court date. You can get an attorney. You can go down to court and prove that you are not mentally ill. We'll give you firearms back. Problem I got with that, Bill, is the ownership of firearms is a guaranteed right under the Second Amendment.
Sure.
Why should I have to allow somebody with no basis, no scientific facts, anything along that, just be able to say I'm crazy? Why should I lose my right to have a firearm? I should. That's communism. And that's what they're shooting for. And so I have told the administration, if you want to be honest with the public, let's have an honest debate. If you're, whatever mental illness is, I'm not a mental illness counselor or physician, so I'm not qualified.
Right.
But if it's, you're diagnosed with bipolar, you're diagnosed with schizophrenia, you know, or you're on the following medications, let's define it. Then we can decide. Okay, if you have those particular issues, it's best that you not have a firearm until you've either been cured or you're no longer taking that medication. They don't want to do that. And why don't they want to do that? They like it broad, you know, because this way, if you leave it the way they're asking for the definition, we can declare all of us mentally ill.
Right.
And still take away everybody's firearm. So that's their first fallacy. And their second fallacy is when they're saying, well, we don't think anybody needs an assault weapon or anybody needs something with a clip greater than 10 rounds. Here's what my comeback to the administration is. Tell that to the families of the dead Israelis who had no ability to defend themselves. Tell that to them when they're trying to huddle and hide from somebody that's got a 50 cal or something along those lines, and they're just mowing them down left and right. You going to tell them that they don't need to have more than 10 bullets to be able to defend themselves? I say not, you know? And so, and they say, well, you're not implying. Yes, I am. Right now, we have more terrorists probably in this country than Hamas did when they sent them over there to invade Israel. Do you think they're just coming over here because they're giving up their dreams of terrorism and they've decided that they want to live a peaceful life and go to Disney once a year? I don't think so. They're here for a reason. They're in cells all across this country. They're waiting for the opportunity to strike. And quite frankly, Iran has just given that. They're calling for a holy global jihad
right
against the great Satanists, which is America and Israel. And so, yeah, we can expect, not a matter of if, but when it will happen in this country. And we better be able to defend ourselves, because you will be responsible for your wife, your children, your family. Because quite frankly, the thin line is so thin now, it will do what it can. But you're stupid if you think you can depend on them to protect you.
Yeah. I keep telling everybody they are responsible for the first 20 minutes minimum.
Correct.
And for some reason, you know, some people, they'll nod, yeah, Bill, you're right. But at the same time, they don't understand what that means. They don't understand what links they have to go to, because really, truly, we're not some We're not some enlightened race. Humans are not some enlightened race. We're capable of a whole lot of cruelty to each other.
Oh, there's no question. I just was, right before this show, I just got off another one, but was reviewing the reports I've gotten from my friends over in Israel to thank the brutality that Hamas had. And this is not some hearsay or some government trying to convince you they're not being accurate with it. These are the agents on the ground.
Right.
These are the people that I know. And it's almost indescribable. I mean, it's stuff you wouldn't even want to put on the air, what they did to these people.
Well, yeah, they're letting the bodies, aren't they?
Yeah. It's one thing to pop you in the back of the head with a bullet, you never know what hit you.
Right.
It's another thing to torture you for hours on end, every imaginable way before they finish you off. That's what they have in mind. These are sick, sick people. ISIS is sick. All these Islamic jihadists are sick. They have no conscience, and they will do whatever they can in their satanic mindset to destroy you as an individual and destroy this country. And we've been talking about it, saying a lot about it, Bill, for some time.
Sure.
But time's going to run out for talk, and action's going to be required because it's coming.
Yeah. It is now to the, it's got to, it has gotten to a point to where if we don't pay attention to it, with everything that's going on, I mean, are you as, did you hear about the guy that was doxing all those students with his truck?
Uh-huh.
They tried to SWAT him. And, in the hopes that he would be killed, they said that he was at home with his, had a gun to his wife's head. So the Tampa area SWAT go in there. They go in there heavy at 1:30 a.m. because they're getting a call at 1:30 a.m. This guy is out there. I think his name's Aguilette.
Right.
Thankfully, he was in Texas with his wife. He got a notification they were in there, and he's like, yeah, I didn't have a gun to my wife's head, but, I mean, if they'd gone in there, they would have killed him.
Sure.
Because if I at 1:30 in the morning, if somebody kicks in the door, I'm not getting out there going, do you have ID?
Yeah, you're not saying check your firearms in at the door. Let me check your ID first.
Yeah,
that doesn't work the way. It's, I guess, what we're trying to say, Bill, on the show is people need to wake up to just realize. I know it's not a pleasant thought, but we live in an epic struggle between good and evil, and this evil is evil that we've never seen before. It will stop at nothing. It will. It knows no limitations, no boundaries. It's the pain it can inflict. And it will do whatever is necessary to destroy innocent civilians, including, as you said, doctors.
Michael, I've run out of time. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. God bless you. Look forward to talking to you again.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The White House finds House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to separate Israel funding from Ukraine aid deeply concerning. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it doesn't align with national security interests.
There shouldn't be any political games played here with our national security or trying to turn support for Israel's self-defense into some sort of political football.
He pointed out that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports combining aid for both countries in one package. For the third consecutive month, consumer confidence has dropped. In October, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell by nearly 2 points. The board's chief economist noted that many Americans are anxious about rising gas and grocery prices. Microsoft has introduced its latest artificial intelligence capability, Copilot. The advanced tool can generate text with a human-like touch for tasks like answering questions and composing emails. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com, talking about this Dallas gun turn-in event, buyback, which is a really interesting phrase to use in the first place, since I always thought that in order to buy something back, I first have to have sold it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had to jump off. We had to interrupt because I was too busy listening to him. So please continue on, if you will.
I was saying that I have observed, I've been to a number of these sort of events, and I have observed there's basically three kinds of people who turn in firearms at these events. There are the inheritors, and I think these are probably a majority. And they're people who inherited a gun or guns, you know, from father, mother, and uncle, whatever. And they're not interested. They don't know anything about guns. They don't care about guns. And they don't really like having a gun around the house they know nothing about or care about. And so when a event pops up where they can turn the gun into police, so they're not worried about some kind of political problem, and they can get a little bit of money for it, they go, oh, yeah, easy way to get rid of something I don't know anything about and am not interested in. I mean, a firearm could be worth $1,000, but they just see it as a gun that's a problem for them, and so they turn it in. So that's the inheritors. Then you have the economics. Now, the economic people who turn them economically are economically motivated. They have guns they know are worth less, or they believe are worth less, than what the people at the turn-in are paying or giving out gift cards for. And I saw several of these at this event. A couple of young men were turning in two chrome-plated, I would say they look like RG-32s that probably sold for $20 new many years ago, and they're really not very good revolvers. I mean, they sort of work. It might be better than no gun, but they're not worth much money. And they were going to get $100 a piece for them if they didn't run out of the gift cards before they got to them. And then there were a number of other guns that were kind of sketchy, you know, whether they'd really work or not. And people can make mistakes about this, too. I mean, you have a old World War II bolt-action gun that looks kind of awkward, and you don't know anything about it, and it's old and maybe has a little bit of rust on it or something. And before you know it, you've turned in a historically unusual and rare World War II bolt-action gun that's all original, and you only got $200 for it. So that can happen. So there were a fair number of economics. And then there are the, what I call the ideological turn-ins. And they have guns, and often they have an idea how much they're worth, and they may even know that they're worth a good bit more than what they're offering or getting in gift cards, but they want to turn them into the police because only the police should decide who has guns and who doesn't. And they don't want to turn them into a gun store because it might get sold to somebody else, and who knows what horrible things might happen. So there were some of those. I think I might have seen a greater proportion of those at this event than others I've been at. But you can't argue with people like that. You don't want to argue anyway, but you can't convince them to take money for what might be extremely valuable guns. Well, at this event, as I mentioned, they turned in that Browning High Power. Well, it was like a fine specimen. It looked in excellent condition. It was missing a magazine. I will admit that. But otherwise, they run, you know, I think about $700-$800. And here was this one, and they were perfectly willing to turn it in for a $100 gift card.
Right.
And so an event in Tucson, Tucson, a few years ago, seven, 8 years ago, someone turned in a Colt Python, excellent condition.
Wow.
And people were telling him they'd give him thousands, I mean, like $2,000 or more for the revolver. Nope, I want it destroyed.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't, that's ideological. It's not economic, and it's not, it might be inheritance. There is some overlap between some of you maybe inherited a gun and they don't like guns and they ideologically want them destroyed. So there can be overlap in these groups. But those are the three kind of groups you get. Now, what it was I thought the most interesting about the Dallas event was that there were plenty of private purchasers. And because this event was on public land and on a street, you had something sort of like a rolling gun show. So these private purchasers would walk up and down the line of cars asking people if they were interested in selling their guns for cash instead of a gift card. And they did pretty well. One of them, who was one of the most successful, I didn't count all the guns by all the people who were purchasing them, but this young fellow did very well. I think he got about a dozen pretty nice guns at the event. And he got what appeared to me a collector grade. I mean, I didn't even see any scuffs on the stock. It looked to me like this rifle may not ever have been fired. And it was an original Colt AR-15 pre-ban Colt AR-15. Had a swing, had a little plastic cap over the muzzles, protected. I didn't see any scuffing on it at all, or maybe a little from handling at the event. And he got that for, I think, $200. I mean, I don't know what one would cost. I have not priced them on GunBroker, but it's hard. It's easy to believe it could go in the $800 range or more. Because it's becoming a collector's item. There just aren't a lot. There weren't a lot of Colt pre-bans made. Especially, and you won't find a lot that are in really good condition like this was. And then, like I said, there were about altogether, there were a few private purchasers when I got there, and the number grew as I watched. And I would say it started out with maybe half a dozen, and by the end of the turn-in event, there were probably about a dozen that were there. I don't think any of them went home empty-handed. In addition, I saw a number 4 Mark I Enfield 303 rifle with all original parts. They're getting harder and harder to find. You know, they've got the entire original stock on it, so that was undoubtedly a good deal. I saw them come up with an Enfield 38 revolver, World War II version. That thing was dirty and gunked up. It was so dirty and gunked up that it was still loaded because they pressed on the release lever, but they couldn't press it hard enough to get it to open up to unload it. And so because it appeared to be defective, that was purchased for $60. 6-0. They're definitely collectible. And knowing a little bit more about them than most people, I was able to push hard enough on the release lever that we were able to open it up and unload it. But it was just gunked up with a lot of old oil. And, you know, if you just keep putting oil on it and let it dry out without ever cleaning the gun, they can get pretty gunky and hard to
Hang on one more time if you can. We got one more break to get through. We haven't been able to do this because I've been listening to you too much. This article, like all the articles that he and I discuss when Dean's on the show, you can find at Ammoland.com, where he has well over 2,300 others, not just like these, but just as good as these, waiting on you right now. You should go out there and check it out. It is an invaluable resource. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line. Do we want to continue on with the gun buyback, or do you want to go talk about some bears?
Well, let's talk about some bears, but I will mention a little bit about it, and that is there's another one coming up in El Paso this weekend. And this one in Dallas, they were only offering $20,000. In El Paso, they're supposed to have $180,000 available. And they haven't had one there for 20 years, so it should be one heck of an event. So we can move on to bears then.
So which bears are we going to talk about? Beating them up with blunt objects, or what are we going to do?
Well, yeah.
Let's do that one. We'll save the other one for later.
Yeah, okay. So what I was looking at, as I'd been doing research on people firing pistols to defend against bears, one of the things I found were a number of cases where people use contact weapons instead of firearms. Now, this isn't by choice. You know, they'd much rather have firearms if they had them, but they don't have them. So they use what they have. And surprising to me how effective, it has been surprising to me how effective contact weapons are against bears. Traditionally, when people use blades against bears, the most common bladed weapon to use were spears. And humans with spears partnered with dogs are very difficult for a bear to successfully overcome, because the dogs essentially keep the bear occupied and the humans wait for the right moment and then stick the spear in the right place. And if you get a spear into the heart, lung, thoracic cavity, the bear is going to die. It's just a question of how long it takes. And usually if you can get into the lungs, it's no more than a few minutes. Now, this can also be done with more than one human. If you have a couple of humans, they can perform some of the same functions as a pack of dogs. Now, dogs do it better, and they're more useful in a lot of ways, because the dogs can follow the bear scent, and they can run faster than humans generally, so they can bring a bear to bay, and then the humans with the spears, which give you a little bit of standoff distance, very important, can kill the bear. So if you have a choice, you want to have a pack of dogs on your side or another person on your side, But even if you don't have a pack of dots or another person, a sphere gives you some standoff distance.
Right.
Even if it's just a few feet, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 feet, to keep you away from the bear's teeth and claws. Now, the problem with that is if you've got a really big bear, you know, getting up in the 500, 600 pound range, one person is overpowered by just the strength. I mean, you have to hold on to that spear and keep that bear at bay while the bear is, like, throwing its weight around. So it's kind of hard for just one person. But it's better than, I would say, the other choices you have if you don't have a firearm. I would say that there was an article, I think we mentioned it in the past, where some Russian sailors that were shipwrecked in the Arctic, they made two spears from iron, big iron spikes they found in flotsam, and they used them over 6 years to kill 10 polar bears without any of them dying. So that shows you how effective they can be. So if you don't have a spear, maybe an axe can be used pretty effectively. And there have been several cases just in the last 10 years where people killed bears with axes or hatchets. There was a Bosnian shepherd, sheep herder, we could say. He used an axe to kill an attacking brown bear. That's the European version of our grizzly. They're basically the same bear. I think the European versions tend to be a little bit smaller because they probably just don't get as much food. But they get up to 300, 400, 500 pounds pretty easily. And this brown bear attacked him, and he was able to kill it with an axe. And then a Romanian man used an axe to kill a bear that was attacking his wife in 2018. So that's getting a little closer. And then just in 2019, just 4 years ago, there was a Canadian woodsman. It was his job to, I think, maintain forests up in Canada, and he carried a hatchet. And it was a big hatchet. I would have called it a chingling hatchet. So it's a big head on it, a little bit. It's not a small hatchet. And he killed a black bear that was coming after him in Canada in 2019. Now, I know that at least I believe the Bosnian shepherd was pretty badly mauled in the process of killing the black bear. But the Canadian woodsman, when he killed the Canadian woodsman, when he killed the black bear, he was, I don't think he was injured at all by the bear when he did it. And then there have been a number of people who've successfully defended against attacking bears by using knives. And it turns out even a small knife, maybe one 3-4 inch blade, is a lot better than bear hands. No pun intended. There was a fellow named Bob Nichols who killed a grizzly bear with a knife, but he was really badly mauled. Just recently I wrote about a fellow who killed a black bear with a knife up on the pipeline in Alaska. And he was badly mauled too, but he survived. And then we have somebody I've corresponded with, his name is Tom Tilley, and he killed a medium-sized aggressive black bear. It's about 200 pounds. That's a good-sized bear. With a 6-inch buck knife, not a folder, fixed blade, and the bear grabbed his dog. The bear was acting very aggressive. And Tilly jumped on the back of the bear, and using a technique like Tarzan in the movies, he grabbed the bear and started stabbing it with the knife, and he killed it. Now, he did get cut. I think he managed to cut himself slightly on one hand while killing the bear. But he wasn't badly mauled. Then we have another case out of Florida. This was kind of humorous, but it shows you that particularly black bears will often give up if they start being hurt.
Right.
Because they know if they get hurt too much, their lifespan as a predator is severely limited. So this was a big black bear in Florida. And the person, Gary Carroll, this bear was coming in. He was barbecuing, and the bear looked like it wanted the food and didn't want him to have any. And he had a steak knife near the grill with him, and he's yelling at the bear, and the bear just wasn't paying any mind to that. So he grabbed the steak knife by the tip and doing what he thought someone should do, to throw a knife, even though it wasn't a throwing knife, and he didn't know anything about throwing knives. He threw the knife very hard at the bear. He said he was kind of aiming at the back end of the bear, but the knife went right and hit hard into the bear's snout. And he said it was so hard you could kind of hear it poing. And the bear was incredibly surprised by this, jumped up there, swatted the knife out of his face, and took off. He said it cleared a 4-foot chain link fence without slowing down, without ever touching it. So it shows you that you can stop black bear attacks by just giving them some pain. And there was a famous case up in Alaska where a black bear killed like 4 people. But there was one fellow who was in, it was at Hot Springs, it was in Canada near the Alaskan border. And the bear came at him, but he was standing up in this pool,
right.
And the bear couldn't reach bottom.
Well,
swim toward him.
Yeah.
And so he punched it.
We're going to have to hold right there because, we've run out of time. So many bears, so little time, Dean. I'm glad you're back home and everything, and of course, I always appreciate it when you join me in the evening. I do appreciate that.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Find these articles at ammoland.com. I'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.